This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Border to Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock.
Wendy's Big Show.
Showtime, baby.
Where's the ball?
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Welcome in, Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Toby Altizer, other side of the glass as we broadcast live from the Lakeland University studios with online learning in seven locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. Packers and Saints coming up this weekend. Lots to talk about concerning that one with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. He'll lead off next hour, so 1 hour from right now. We'll get his thoughts and predictions on the Packers' upcoming season and thoughts heading into this game against the New Orleans Saints. Plus, we'll ask him about those team captains that were voted in by the players and the fact that there was 27 people that apparently got votes, 10 of which got 10 or more votes, according to Matt LaFleur in the presser yesterday. So we'll get Ryan Wood's thoughts on that. Talk some Brewers baseball as well here about 1/2 hour with the franchise, Tim Allen. Looking forward to checking with him. Of course, you can hear him on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin baseball postgame show after Brewers games all season long on 1250 AM The Fan in Milwaukee or on that Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. And then, of course, last hour of the show, we will talk with Ian Harditz. Pro Football Focus, get your fantasy football questions answered for your week one lineups. I know some people already have trade proposals on the table. People have been texting me my thoughts on different trade proposals already. So whatever the question may be, Ian Harditz is here for you in the last hour of the show. You can either tweet at Big Show Network, use the hashtag Big Show Fantasy. He'll be here every Friday. Hashtag Big Fantasy, untweeted at Big Show Network, or simply just dial it up in the last hour when he's on the air and he'll answer your questions when you dial it up on the phone. Every Friday throughout the season on a Pick and Save Football Friday, we will always do Confident, Concerned, and Curious. And today, Gary, we will start off with Confident. What are you confident in about this Packers team as we head into this game against the New Orleans Saints?
Steve, I'm confident that the Green Bay Packers go to Duval County,
Jacksonville,
Florida, and they get a win. There's a lot swirling. I don't know if there's swirling, but I feel good about this team this year, more so than any other team, I think, at the beginning of the season. And I don't know if there's – it feels like there could be a quiet storm. Now, I'm just going off of what I've seen with Aaron Rodgers and how he's been and really with MVS, the whole book club. And, you know, a lot of – you know, talk is cheap. We'll see how it all shakes out. But I'm confident that they don't – they don't let this slide. I mean, they don't worry about we're playing in Jacksonville and not in New Orleans. They don't worry about any of that kind of stuff. I think they just go to Jacksonville and they get a win. I'm confident about that, Steve.
All right, so you're confident that they go win. Yeah. I'm going to focus on players. I'm confident that Aaron Rodgers is going to go out here and throw for 350 to 400 yards, probably three touchdowns in this game. Saints have problems at that cornerback position. When we had Christian Garrick on yesterday from WWL, he talked about it. And that is why, you know, they pick up Trufant from the Bears, who is going to play right away, it looks like, on Sunday. They picked him up, I think, end of last week, I think it was, or early this week. And then they trade for Roby from the Texans, who's not able to play this week in week one. So they obviously have some issues in their secondary. And if you have issues in your secondary with as good as this Packers offense is, that normally means big-time problems. So for me, I'm confident Rodgers can come out. And, you know, we talked about our predictions yesterday, and we didn't do win-loss for the Packers, and we'll do that at some point today. But, you know, I had them winning the Super Bowl. Gary's got them winning the Super Bowl. And fact of the matter is, as far as I'm concerned, Rodgers has to play at an MVP level for them to go win a Super Bowl. He's got to play like he did last year, Gary, or maybe, I don't know if he can play at a higher level, but maybe the surrounding cast, like an MVS, who I still think is going to have the bust-out years of all bust-out years this year. But when we talk about this offense, if this offense plays at the level it did last year or somehow figures out to get to another level, there's no way teams like the Saints should be able to stop this Packers team.
No, I would agree with you. I think they do go to another level. I think they have a lot of players. You know, in saying and not saying that they go out and get a win, Spectrum News 1, we were on last night, and they asked me who's the player to watch or whatever. And I said, well, it's 12 every game. 16 games. It's 12. And then everybody else, to me, follows suit. And without giving you 400 yards that he's going to throw for, this whole season, I can come on and do this every week, but this whole season, to me, revolves around 12. You take him out, it's over. I'm sorry for you people who love Jordan Love. But it's about 12 all year long. It's about 12 leading this team. It feels like it's about these guys in his locker room following him. I'm giving you behind the curtains player instead of numbers. They now have a hitchhiker's trailer to what Aaron Rodgers is saying or selling, or the message that he has sent out through this whole offseason about it's the players. I don't know if that's what it really was about, but he reversed field on it. But if you believe that's what it's about, then those guys in the locker room jumped on that. He talks about the book club that he's got with MVS, and he may be in a better place than he's ever been, which also leads to your story about I feel like MVS is going to break out. This offense, to me, have so much more growth to it because of some sort of, to me, unknowns. I think Josiah DeGuara, unknown, in that when they drafted him a couple years ago, he was a move tight end. I don't think we've even seen this offense with him incorporating how they want to use him, because he's a different tight end than any other tight end that they have on this roster.
They use him as a fullback, too.
They can use him as a fullback. They can, you know, he's just different. So I think there's a whole set of plays just for this guy. Amari Rodgers, we probably won't see a lot of him early on, but I think there's a whole different thing that they can do with him. And so for me, yes, if I just wrap my whole arms around this whole season, it's about 12. But if it's just about confident about this game, it's about 12. It's about Rodgers. It's about Rodgers commanding everything and getting everybody. Really, he's going to be the straw that stirs the drink, so to speak, in this Matt LaFleur's offense. I'm excited about it. I can't wait to watch this season. This is a Rodgers, I think, from my standpoint, that I don't think we've seen before. If you look at his body language, you look at how he's doing his pressers, all that is a different Rodgers than he's ever been.
I was reading an older article. I'm not sure how old it was. I didn't look at the date, but it wasn't like yesterday or anything, from Matt Schneidman on MVS. And talking to different people around the organization about how different he is this preseason and training camp, and how his route running is way more precise than it's ever been since he's been a Green Bay Packer, and that they seem to believe that he's going to run a lot more stuff over the middle, underneath, and he's no longer going to be just that go guy going forward, and that if he is able to do that and have success doing that, that completely opens up, you know, to the level that he can play at, not to mention it being almost impossible to stop this offense if he can now incorporate that into his game as well as what Devontae Adams brings to the table.
Now, certain guys run routes better than others.
For sure.
Ocho Cinco run great routes. I mean, but you can learn how to run routes and become good. His problem is, can he catch it?
Well, that's funny that you bring that up.
He's got to be consistent at catching balls.
It's funny you bring that up because I laughed last night. Because I was out and I came in later to watch that Cowboy Buccaneers game. So I recorded it. So I was catching up. And I finally I got caught up by like midway through the fourth. I was finally back to live TV. But I laughed out loud when they said CeeDee Lamb had 9 drops last year. The man actually had more drops than MVS, who had 7 drops himself. Yet, when you talk about CeeDee Lamb, everybody talks about, oh, man, he's going to be one of the top receivers in the NFL this year. Mm-hmm. Man had 9 drops last year.
Yeah, I heard that.
So, from that perspective, if there's all that hype around that dude, to me, MVS deserves similar type of hype. Because, again, well, yes, he had 7 drops, and the drops that he had would have been touchdowns. Probably half of them would have been touchdowns.
CeeDee Lamb dropped out.
Yep.
Right in his hands. It feels like
the one across the middle went through his hands and got picked.
It feels like, and I don't know, you have to do that. You have to do numbers with CeeDee Lamb. I mean, I don't know how many targets he had many balls he caught versus MVS.
Sure.
So the weight on that could be a little bit more. Like if you're dropping 9 balls, but you got like 100 targets, it
right.
doesn't seem to be
versus
as
the
much.
Other guy has 60.
If you got 9, yeah, versus right. a guy who got 60. It just doesn't. Or the balls that you drop, are they home run balls where it's an automatic touchdown and you're wide open? What sticks in people's head a little bit more? And plus, right, we don't see CeeDee Lamb every
Correct.
Single for 16 games. So we concentrate really on us. Yeah, he's a guy that I think that can have a really good season, breakout season, like, you know, James Jones, like Devontae, like those guys before him. And I just think you got to give a lot of credit to Devontae Adams as well, because, I mean, he's kind of passing the torch to MVS, you know, from Jordy Nelson, from Jennings, and from all these guys on how to play wide receiver for the Green Bay Packers.
All right, confident, concerned, and curious. Let's hear from you. The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. We'll take your calls, plus your tweets at Big Show Network. But first, Gary is going to tell us all about the Jewelry Center.
Yeah, my good friend Dean Murray, guys, he's the owner at the Jewelry Center. Just a good, straight-up guy that, honest, that you can go in and get your all your jewelry needs from, guys. They have 3 locations here locally, 76 in Layton Plaza, in Brookfield off Blue Mile Road and Tri-City National Bank Building, 3rd location in Burlington, Wisconsin, guys. And statewide, everybody is shopping right now online. And shoptjc.com is where you want to go online. You can find just about everything on their website that they have at all 3 of their stores and order right there. Guys, here's a good thing. You can design your own diamond engagement ring right there at shoptjc.com. And within 48 hours, they'll get back to you with the price of that ring. Guys, they're the home of the light box jewelry. What is that, guys? Well, Gary, that is lab-grown diamonds that you can get at the Jewelry Center. And you're going to get the best deal there on those light box jewelry than any other place that you can go find. Guys, matter of fact, anything they got in the store, if you're going to another jewelry store and you're looking to buy something, you're going to be paid too much. You're paying too much. At the Jewelry Center, you're going to pay less. Guarantee you that. Talk to your owner. His name is Dean Murray. Call him up at the Jewelry Center.
Now, back to the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler, on the Big Show Radio Network.
Welcome in Wendy's Big Bacon Cheddar Burger, I should say, is finally here. It's got everything you could possibly want in a bacon cheeseburger. Creamy cheddar cheese, applewood smoked bacon, sweet bacon sauce, crispy onions, and that fresh, never frozen beef that you just love, all on a toasted cheddar bun. Download the Wendy's app and get the new Big Bacon Cheddar Cheeseburger delivered to you today for a limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Confident, concerned, curious heading into this game. Gary had just pointed out his confidence. I pointed out mine as well. And now Mike the Painter joins us next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, good morning, Big Show. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I am confident that Matt LaFleur is going to outcoach Sean Payton, and we're going to get a short yardage play from A.J. Dillon and get a first down. We're going to see him.
Well, I think you'll see A.J. Dillon in this game for sure. And you may see him for complete drives where Jones is out and it's just A.J. Dillon.
I believe that too. But we've been missing that short yardage plays, you know, and they don't give it to the big guy on short yardage plays. And that's what I'm confident we'll be able to see.
Okay, Mike. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Mike.
So here's my thing. So, if you go back to. And I'm going to show age, I guess. But if you go back to, you know, the Vikings when they had Robert Smith.
Yes.
In playing fantasy football back in the day.
Right.
In like a touchdown-only league, didn't care if I had Robert Smith. Want to know why? Because the guy who I cared about was LeRoy Hort. That's the only guy I cared about because he was their goal line guy. Did Smith get him down there inside the three or whatever?
And here comes Hort.
And then here comes Hort and gets his 10 touchdowns at the goal line. Warwick Dunn gets him so far, and Allstott gets the ball at the goal line.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel like that's something that the Packers need to do because Aaron Jones has been so effective at the goal line.
Yeah, we don't know. I mean, we don't know. I think if you look at both running backs and how they are built, I think it would lend itself that he should be more, A.J. Dillon should more be your short yardage and goal line back, just the way he is. I mean, to the eye. I don't know what they're going to do. Most certainly Aaron Jones has been very successful down by the goal line. I think they'll keep with that. But if you look at the body build of the running backs, you know, 260, yes, Leroy, he's got tackling jokers. 260 coming at you.
He ain't tackling nobody.
260, well, he played up around line of scrimmage. Maybe he olayed a lot of jokers. But 260 coming at you versus 215. That's a whole different deal.
You know what they're doing on that. They ain't doing that.
Especially got DeGuara leading for him.
Child, please.
Well, I think last night, did I see Vita Vea come in?
Dude's a beast.
Vita Vea came in and did the old refrigerated pair lead blocker type deal.
Alola Nada. Jesus, grabbing guys.
Yeah. So when you're doing stuff like that, nobody wants to take on Vita Vea
on an ISO. He got to get chop block, Gary. I hate to say it.
Well, that's the only way you can knock him down,
bro. I know,
bro.
But it's illegal. So just get the leverage, right?
Yeah.
We teach that at
the lowest guy win.
Yeah, we tell that to
Matter of fact, Muskego's got a big name to got tonight since you mentioned that, Leroy. You always get me off topic. Muskego is playing McQuanago tonight, and I understand that it's sold out.
You're not surprised.
No.
But can't you, like, break me in?
What?
Never mind. You know what they're going to do on the goal line, though, Garrett. You know they're going to throw the ball, man. What are you talking? They're not
I don't know. I think last year you saw them run the football. I think you saw them run the football much more.
Aaron Rodgers checking that thing.
I'm just saying, I think last 2 years under Matt LaFleur, you saw them run the football much more on the goal line than you did under Mike McCarthy.
He probably called it.
I think they've had that talk. Devontae. Well, look how many touchdowns this guy had. Last couple years.
Jones has been piling up touchdowns.
Yeah.
But Jones' touchdowns is from a distance, though.
Well, I know, but he's been running in on short yards and goal line.
We want them to do that.
Yeah.
But what are they going to do? That's when you get a side-eye barbershop.
Yeah, Tunyon's going to get his. Devontae will get his.
Yeah, man. That's why he's MVP. Devontae has scored more touchdowns than anybody. And didn't I tell y'all TJ Watt going to get paid? Devontae Adams going to get this money, man, by what time it is?
Man, already said it ain't happening.
Hey, you go listen to him. I mean,
you did say
you were
TJ
right on
Watt
TJ Watt.
Was
that man gonna get paid,
but
man?
So far, you're not right about Devontae Adams.
Okay, well, it ain't. I got some time.
He's got till kickoff.
How many days he's got?
He's not moving. 2 days.
Hey, man, listen. If the guy
they can get it done Sunday morning, if they won't.
If the guy put his hand in the ass, that's the kick. Ask the what the white cap. Yeah. Can I kick it? It's over.
Did you see?
Until then, a deal going to get
did
done.
Did you see how the T.J. Watt deal got done?
Yeah. T.J. went up to the office and said, okay, I'm good. That's it.
Told his agent, I'm done. I'm done. I'm playing.
Yeah.
Walked up in the office and said, I'll sign your deal. Yeah. Now I got to go to practice.
The guy was raised properly.
Went up to the GMs, the owner. Yep. Hey.
Let's get this Rooney. Thing done. I'm trying to get paid.
Rudy, I got $80 million guaranteed, bro.
Come on, 84.
So
I'm trying to hold out for more.
Yeah, I can't. I don't even know if I can spend anymore. My brother making $100 million. My other brother making maybe about 70.
His other brother is a captain on that team.
We good. I mean, the Watts, they can own all Pewaukee if they want to. Leroy, why can't we get blessed like that? Well, I am blessed. I'm fulfilled with life.
Yeah, God is good.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, why you blessed?
But that's three brothers like that with all that kind of money up in Pewaukee?
They got great parents, man.
Great parents.
God,
all of them raised the right way.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mom so that, and that's what you got to do. Hey, that's it. I don't need no more. I
that's
can't
why you
spend
do like
what I got.
Nick Cannon, man, have 25 kids. And,
love
you
that.
Know, five of them may turn out to be famous.
All right. Let's
Nick Cannon.
Get to Teddy and Brookfield. Your
What's
next
up, Teddy?
On
What's
the
up,
Wendy's
Teddy?
Big Show with Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler.
Hey, it's a hell of a day.
It is a hell of a day, Teddy.
Hey, Teddy, okay. I'm going to start calling him Negative Teddy.
Well, I just got a lot of passion for my team, and I hate the management of this team, and they keep screwing it up.
So, what are they screwing up now, Teddy?
Okay, let me tell you. All right. It's always crisis management. That's all it is, crisis management. Then they put up the bat signal, and then in comes Rodgers. Now, the beauty of this season, every game is a Super Bowl. Every freaking game is like the Super Bowl, and the Packers are in the goddamn Super Bowl. So passion, it's unbelievable. The excitement is unimaginable. But guess what? Guess what? This is the Titanic. It's leaving the port. Everybody's excited. They're jumping around the biggest ship that ever set to sail. And like every season, the ship goes down. It hits the iceberg.
I like this guy.
It cannot be helped because every freaking season you have a serious coaching problem. You know, last year you got LeFleur giving the ball to Mason Crosby for 3 points when they need eight. You got 8 seconds left in the half, and they got King biting on a 3-yard loop in, and then the guy goes for a touchdown. I mean, this kind of stuff just breaks your brain. It breaks your freaking brain.
Teddy, what does that have to do with this Sunday,
season,
brother?
Yeah, this season. Yeah, what do you got?
I mean, come on, man. I don't even know. Are you married? Hate to go that route. Because I wouldn't want to be married to you. I feel like you wake up every day trying to figure out what's wrong. What? Okay, where are you living, bro? What is wrong with you?
I'm going to tell you what happened.
Bro. Life is too short that you talk about old stuff, man.
Okay, the defensive coordinator, Joe freaking Barry.
Do you even – this guy hasn't even done anything yet.
So our defense is going to back up huge. We're going to be missing tackles.
How you know?
Screwing up. We know this already.
You don't know that? He's not even done anything yet.
Going right back to Slocum days, you know. But the great thing, you know, the great thing, the thing that's so amazing, okay, Rodgers brings in the Cobber. I mean, isn't that a beauty? The Cobber is out there.
I don't know, but we got to go, Teddy, but I'm going to use the Cobber, I think, for the rest of the
day. Can anybody else call in and back up Teddy here?
I like it.
Please.
Funny.
What's our phone number, Steve?
I'm going to take him to therapy.
What's our phone number, Steve?
We don't got time to take any calls. We got to get to Tim
Allen.
He's up next.
What Tim Allen
Teddy, I'm
going to
pick you up, man.
Talk about those first place Milwaukee Brewers.
All right.
World Series bound Milwaukee Brewers.
Tim Allen,
you need to stop. you need to stop this.
Why are
stuff
you so
here.
Negative?
No, you need. I'm
you
a, no, no,
you,
you need to stop
Why
right now,
so
Steve.
Negative?
I'm telling you right now.
See, Teddy rubbed off on you.
No, it's a setup.
See what happened, Gary?
Leroy, I have seen it long enough. It's a setup.
Gary's so
I
negative.
Want the Dodgers.
Yes,
that's who I want.
That is who I want. Yeah. Why are you so negative? Why don't you be more happy and positive about life?
So you just disrespecting San Francisco?
Yes, and Atlanta.
For sure.
Anybody off before that?
He admitted
yeah,
it.
Yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
He is.
I don't buy the Giants at all. No.
All the Braves.
Totally don't. No. I buy the Braves more than the Giants. Braves got more offense.
You know Freddie Freeman the truth, cuz.
Yeah, Freddie Freeman is.
The truth.
Be even more of a truth if he ends up in a Brewers uniform next year. Tim Allen, Palo Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show on 1250 The Fan in Milwaukee joins us next here on the Wendy's Big Show. But first, Leroy's going to tell us all about his friends over at New Mail.
I found out something new. I think, you know, you look and say, you know, I think I know everything. But they try to concentrate on everything, your previous visit, everything that's positive. So your next visit, it's more of a, we're on your side. And I think, I'm talking to a young man because he had a lot of problems. He really did have a lot of problems. So he was thinking the next visit with New Mail was going to be, uh-oh, they're going to preach to me. They're going to tell me what I did wrong, what I did, you know, maybe something right. They threw out all the bad stuff, concentrated on the positive. And not only did he lose 15 pounds, he was able, his low T was so low that it was concerning. And, of course, he went through a divorce, and he don't know if that was the reason why he got the divorce because of the bedroom. He just don't know. But now.
Wait a minute. What?
I mean, we talk about this stuff, Gary, this real-life stuff, man.
Why?
This anxiety. You think that was the reason.
All right.
So had I fixed it before that, I know that's not the reason, is what I'm saying. So he said, you know, I've been putting it off, Leroy. I put it off. I've been hearing you talk about this for 8-9 months. And I said, I'll worry about it later. It's no big deal. I'm Superman. Well, he found out he was Clark Kent. But wait, there's a good thing to this story. Not only is he back on the right path, but he's feeling better because they get rid of all those negatives. If you have a lot of negatives in your life about those three areas, let New Mail help you. That's all they want to do, problem solve. No judgment. 414-441-1771. It's 414-441-1771. New Mail Medical Center. Tell them Leroy Butler sent you.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh live from the Lakeland University studios with online learning in 7 locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. Tim Allen joins us momentarily. You guys remember yesterday, Gary and Leroy?
I remember Gary and Leroy.
Chris and Fondy tweeting at us, mad at us that we were talking about Wendy's and he didn't have one in Fond du Lac, so he was going to have to drive 30 minutes to go to a Wendy's. We were reading that tweet yesterday.
Yeah.
So he tweeted this morning and says this. I had to make my 30-minute trip this morning after that discussion about Wendy's yesterday. Croissants and biscuits and sausage gravy are fire. Chris Infondi.
Hey, Toby, get Get his information. How can we get his information? We're going to send him something.
You could DM him.
Send him a cookbook or something. We got something back there.
Yeah, Chris and Fonny craving some Wendy's. So I ended up going.
Chris, we're
going
to hook you up.
This
man.
Morning.
We appreciate that.
30 minutes. Yeah. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, he is the franchise, Tim Allen. Schneider's hiring drivers right now for more info.
How call about them Cowboys?
Call him 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
He didn't hear me, did he?
That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Tim Allen from the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin post-game show on 1250 AM, The Fan in Milwaukee. How are we doing, Tim?
Come on now, Leroy. Come on
I didn't know you was on. I was yelling to Toby. I apologize.
They were right there. You just wanted a shot at the end there. They got that. You give Brady a buck and a quarter left on a clock, you're a dead man. That's
I could have played this before the game. What he just said.
That's exactly right. Everybody knew that it was over when Brady got that ball back in the minute 25. Everybody knew it was over. No question about
impressive. Impressive. Look out for this Cowboys offense, guys. They'll be a top 4, 3, maybe 2 offense in football by the end of the year.
I do got a question real quick before we get to the Brewers. I would trade Zeke. They're not going to use him. Yeah, 11 carries. They're not going to use him. Mike McCarthy don't like running the ball.
Baltimore would give you a boatload at this point.
I would trade. Yeah, that's a good place for him. DK Dobbins out. I would trade him, get a draft pick, and put it on the defense. That's just me, though. Go ahead, guys.
Hey, Tampa's tough against the run, and so I didn't mind that part of it. But a 1-2 punch and Pollard. Pollard looks good, guys.
Yeah, just start him.
I'm with you. Just start Pollard.
Tim, I'm with you on that. I just think people just don't understand how good that defensive front Tampa Bay is. I'd give another couple games with Ezekiel Elliott and see if it stays that way. Not a lot of teams are going to run on that front. I'm just sorry.
No, and that's why the disparity. Hell, at one time they had 40 passes to, 4 rushes?
Yeah.
I mean, there was this way. Great commercial for the NFL, guys. What a great setup for this year's NFL season. It was as advertised.
Tim, do you remember when everybody said the NFL was going to go away?
Oh, my goodness. It's flying high, if last night's any indication.
All-time high.
I'm happy for Dak.
All-time
high. Speaking of first place, I didn't know, Plucker told me, but I didn't know Willie Adames. Tim, I didn't know he was on the 10-day DL.
How you not know that?
I know, right? I felt bad. Because I know the quad wasn't feeling right.
My quad ain't feeling right either, Leroy.
Well, you ain't nothing on you feeling right. But, Tim, I'm with the committee. I'm with this committee thing. If you get into the playoffs, because we were talking about them winning 100 games, be the first time ever they've ever done it. But once you get into the playoff, I know you got your top three, and we've been asking everybody, John Heyman, all of our baseball people, who would you let be the fourth guy? But I think you should do like what Council is doing, and a lot of people think he's the best manager. One guy goes in for 2 innings, get him out. Get another guy in there. You may play 8-9 pitchers. I mean, you do what you got to do, manufacture a win.
You do, and I think you're going to have to, and I think all managers to a degree do this, a little bit quicker hook in the postseason. Yeah, I mean, if your guy's in trouble, even though it might be a Scherzer for the Dodgers, it might be Woodruff, it might be Burns. You know, if they've given up 3 runs and the first 2 men reach in the fourth, and it's 2 or 3 to zip at that time,
yep.
I think Council will go to his pen. And to answer your question, I think it's Hauser. I think he's the next man up. He's got the ability to throw the ground ball, and that's key. He's been on a roll. He's a very kind of under talked about pitcher in this organization.
True.
He's got a 3.4 ERA. I mean, he's been a bulldog himself, so I think he's the first call out of that pen.
We were talking about this the other day as far as, you know, this offense and predictions at the beginning of the year, and Gary pointed out, I was like, well, you didn't call Rowdy Tellez, you didn't call Willie Adames, and it seemingly, and even that Lauri Urias trade that Stearns was getting flagged for at the beginning of the year, that seems to be coming around a little bit too at this point with how well Lauri has pitched now for a majority of the season. And then Urias has finally come on, too. Has there been anything, I'm sure there is, and I'm sure you'll remind me of what it is, But during the course of this year that Stearns touched that didn't work out seemingly this year, where he made a move and he's like, whoops, that wasn't a good move. That didn't work out. The only thing I can think of is the Curtis deal obviously did not work out.
And that's injury.
Right, and that's injury. Yeah, and that's something out of his control.
Right. But it's, I mean, it to answer your question, yeah, that would be one. But you get a pass on the injury. He didn't start out well in his Brewers' brief appearances, so it didn't look great. He's a really good pitcher, and he's under team control, and we haven't heard the last of John Curtis, that's for sure. The one I would say would be Daniel Norris.
That
puzzled me when they made that trade with Detroit, and you know, he had like a 5.9 ERA when they made that trade, and they figured they needed a lefty. Hobie Milner was not going to be their guy. Of course, you have Suter, you've got Hader, but you know, that one didn't work out. But outside of that, I mean, he's had the Midas touch. Look at Escobar even, and you know, he's a guy hidden in this offense. All he's doing is hitting about 280 to 290, knocking in some runs. We haven't seen the power. Here's the deal on the offense moving forward. If you look at Yelich and Eduardo Escobar, those two in particular, if you look at these guys, they're getting their knocks. Their numbers are starting to improve almost by the series. Watch the power come. The timing of when that power hits, when they go on a power surge, because they're both fully capable of it. Escobar hit a home run 2 days ago. It was his first homer since August 2nd.
Oh,
think
man.
About that.
I didn't realize it had been that long.
We're talking about a guy that has now 25 home runs, Stevie. He had 24 or 23 coming over. We haven't seen the power surge, so timing is key in sports. And watch Yelich and Escobar. The timing might just dial in to just the exact point, and that's the start of the postseason.
Timmy, we were talking earlier this week about this playoffs and the fourth starter. Who would you want to be that fourth starter if it came down
to that
they only keep three? Did he? No, he said bullpen.
He said Asia Hauser.
Yeah. Yeah, well, let's keep
bullpen,
an eye on both Hauser and Lauer. Now, that is negotiable here.
I thought you said
Roy
the bullpen.
Too.
I'm not talking
about
what.
It don't matter.
I'm talking about starter.
Yeah, what happens toward the end of the season.
Right.
If they both keep rolling, that's a good problem to have. Because I don't know if a lot of folks have particular high confidence in Brett Anderson. And so I think we might be able to rule him out of a potential postseason start.
Uh-oh.
But Hauser and Lauer are the guys. Let's not discount Aaron Aspie.
Thank you.
That's what Steve wants
that's
you
what
to
I
say.
Want. That's
you
what
need a bigger
want.
Sample size, man.
What do you think about Aspie?
Yeah, I'd be floored if he starts a postseason game.
because he's a rook.
Right, but you know, to me, I want Aspie. I would rather have him come out of the pen. I mean, I would rather have him come out of the pen.
Yeah,
to me, that lefty.
Yeah, just one in.
It's Hauser or Lauer, I suspect. It's Hauser or Lauer. And let's see, they're each going to get a bunch of starts here. Aspie's usage, as Craig Counsell is putting him. Adam McKelvey had a great question the other day,
what
guys.
Was that?
Counsell said that, you know, Aspie is seeing all sorts of different situations.
Right.
High leverage, low leverage. He's
throwing everything at him, he said. Yep.
Right. And is that by design? Is that by, hey, this, you know, the score's tied 3-3. Here we are in the fifth inning. This would be a good spot for Aaron Aspie. Counsell sort of read a little something in there that. He claims no, that's just the way the games are kind of dialing in, but I suspect it's a little something.
Well,
let's see what kind of moxie this kid has.
Yeah, I heard that. I was watching that when he said it, and he pointed at, you know, maybe in the past it was scripted out, like, all right, you're pitching in the sixth inning today, or okay, you're pitching in the seventh inning today.
Yep.
But today, that day, that last game, they told Aspie, you're going to pitch at some point, but we don't know when, so just be ready. It sounds like that might have been the first time they pulled that on him, and they went to him maybe earlier than maybe he thought they were going to go to him. And then if you hear that clip, he kind of stopped himself for saying it because he was going to say, you know, when we need him in the postseason or whatever.
Yep,
and then he said, well, if we need him, you know, later in the season, he didn't want to put them in the playoffs quite yet. Do you think this team gets to 100 wins or is that dream dead? Mm.
14-7 is what they need to do, guys. Just 11-10 in their final 21 gives them a franchise regular season win total record. So that would be the 97 mark. But let's go 14-7. I mean, they're fully capable.
Yes.
Listen, they've got three games against Cleveland, two against Detroit, and three against Chicago coming up. There's eight games right there of your 21 that you should probably win six of them. Mm. There's six right there. So they might have a shot at any time you reach 100 games in a baseball regular season, I think it legitimizes that you are a force and you're a powerhouse, and there's no debate.
For those people that are fantasy football fans that may be looking for fantasy football advice on Sundays, Sunday mornings, the Fantasy Football Weekly Show is back again in Milwaukee on 1250 AM.
Hey,
the Fan.
All right.
People can listen on the Odyssey app as well around the state of Wisconsin, AUDACY. You're ready to get going again? Fantasy football questions?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
who are you doing it with, Bassa? Nice.
Six leagues. Gus Edwards, that was a tough hit for me in one of the leagues. We'll sort all that out.
Man.
What are the Baltimore Ravens going to do with their running game?
Get Zeke.
First of all, we all know they have Le'Veon Bell, but I saw a report this morning that they're going to get Latavius Murray, too, now.
Yeah, they've already signed a 1-year deal.
Yeah, Latavius Murray to the Ravens, too. So he'll come in there, too. So they're going to have a couple of vets that they'll be able to lean on throughout the course of a season.
Downhill runner, nose to the end zone. I think it fits Baltimore perfect.
It does.
No question. Tim, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
I got to text you something about the Baseball Hall of Fame. I'll text it to you.
Okay, good deal. Right. Have a good weekend.
Thanks. Hey, I have one more, Tim, real quick.
Yeah. Oh, I could have got my question in.
So, sorry. they put out on Twitter today the list of guys that are eligible now for the Hall of Fame next year. One of them is Prince Fielder. Hall of Famer or not?
If you got to do that, it's a no.
I don't think so.
You can say no.
So. Close. Okay. Had he not gotten hurt, probably.
Yeah, now we're done. All right, follow him on Twitter at Tim Allen Rants. Thank you, Tim.
Crowbar it, man.
See you, boys.
See ya, Tim.
Larry Walker is the truth, Steve.
Yeah, in Colorado. He joined us on
one of the best hitters in a long time.
He
man.
Was good in Montreal, too, though. On the Schneider Orange Hotline with Tim Allen. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh, Rashawn and Don, for just $1.99. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a sausage or bacon, egg and Swiss croissant for just $1.99. So run, don't walk to Wendy's in the morning. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's. Limited time only, price and participation may vary. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer along with Gary Ellerson. And of course, there is Leroy Butler, the inventor of the Lambeau Leap. And, of course, two-time finalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. What do you have coming up this week, and where is Leroy Butler going to be for people to go out and meet?
I got a bottle signing tonight at the Pick and Save on Holt Avenue for Leap Vodka. And then Sunday you can come over to, if you're in the Milwaukee area in Greenfield, we got a watch party to watch the Packers. If you get there like 1:30, 2 o'clock.
And a Pick and Save?
No, it's just at Classic Lane.
Oh, you didn't say where. I thought it was at Pick and Save. Yeah.
If you go to leapspirits.com, all the information is there. But I will be at Pick and Save. I think New Berlin tomorrow from 2 to 4.
You know what you should do? Signing. You should have Plucker like make you a rundown of events so you know where to be.
Oh, it's on leapspirits.com.
Oh.
And pickandsave.com.
I should just bring it up then and just read to you what you have every weekend.
Well, I know.
And then,
I like to talk about it, though.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
so there
more
he is.
Organic,
Leroy
way.
Butler, he's out and about coming up next. Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette gives us his thoughts on the Packers next.
Wisconsin wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.